Hello, everyone. This is Jasmine, licensed property and casualty insurance agent. And today, co-hosting with me is Ms. Deborah Jordan. Woo! Wait, that wasn't supposed to be a drum roll. We gonna go with it though. Deborah Jordan, licensed life, health, property, and casualty insurance extraordinaire. Deborah, say hey to the people.
Hello, my people. Hello, my people. How is everyone doing today?
All right, so today we're going to be getting into some things, y'all. We was letting y'all enjoy Love Day yesterday. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. I hope y'all had a great day, but it's time to get back to the money. We're going to be talking about essential questions to understand the value of life insurance. Without any further ado, we're just going to jump right into it. I'm so happy to have Deborah here because she is an expert in this lane when it comes to life and health. So we're going to jump to the first question. First question. Now, when people think about life insurance, they really don't think about the benefits of leaving behind financial legacy. So a question that you should be asking yourself is, what financial legacy do I want to leave behind? And I'm going to let Deborah expand on that.
So, again, my name is Deborah. Hi, everyone. I have been doing life for about 4.5 years now. Just to let you know a bit of my background on that. But as she said, that question of leaving a legacy, a lot of times you'll hear that saying is, didn't nobody leave me nothing, so I ain't leaving nobody else. So that's not the mindset that we want to have. That's not what you want to leave for your family in case they have to take care of all of your affairs. Let's, you know better, do better, right?
So right. Let the church say amen.
Amen. So when we think about life insurance, we think about, okay, I just want somebody to bury me. But it's more than just that. You want to be able to say, okay, if I step out of this role, if I'm gone, and let's say you don't have children, let's say I'm gone, I won't make sure that my mom and daddy can bury me and they can take care of, you know, pay off their house. Because, you know, that's a lot of our dreams. I know that's one of my dreams, pay off their house, have my parents going on vacations. I want to be able to leave them with something that says, hey, I thought about you. I care about you. If something happens to me and I can't achieve that dream that I have here, I want to leave this for you so you can at least still live through me. I can still be a blessing and a gift to you with not just the memories that I have with, but to, so you can create future memories. Mm-hmm. So just always think of it that way. Don't look at it as me, me, me. Look at it as, what can I give? How can I show love on my dash? You know, between the year you're born and the year you pass away, what did I contribute and what can I make sure it lingers? So right. I always think of it that way.
Yeah. That is your financial legacy, not just what you're doing while you're here, but what did you leave when you're gone? How did you contribute to your family's legacy? And that definitely can be something that helps you leave a financial legacy behind, a life insurance policy. So, yeah.
Shoot, you could even help, hey, my niece and nephews, we're close. If I can help pay for some colleges, you know, or some down payments on some homes, even though I'm not there to give it to them physically, I at least know that, hey, I gave somebody a leg up to where they can make moves and give them a good chance. You know, we have so much access to new things now, we might as well utilize it. You know, we the best. Mm-hmm. Continue to be the best.
Yeah. So I think we just kind of discussed question number one and question number two. Question number two was, how would my family manage financially if something were to happen to me? And I think we went into that. But do you have any extra information that you would share for that question?
We often look at what amount of life insurance should I take out? If you sit down, and this is primarily for a married couple or a parent with children, you think about how much you make in a year. If something was to happen to you, let's say you have a two-parent household, and both of you are bringing in $200,000 each. If one of those, if one of you passes, that means your income drops by half. Is your spouse or your children going to be able to survive comfortably with you no longer contributing to the household? Mm-hmm. You can take that money, invest, and do so many things with it, but you always want to make sure if something was to happen to me, I want my family to be okay. That's the biggest thing, just to make sure that they're okay and not struggling, not having to go to family members to help pay regular bills. Again, you look at college, you look at homes, you look at making sure that they can pay the bills, because you and I both know everything keep going up. Inflation mm-hmm. is kicking our tails right now. So mm-hmm. we just want to make sure that we're keeping that in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Great information, Debs. Like, I love it. And if you guys are not sold on the importance of a life insurance policy, I just want to let you know that this is a question that really, really struck a chord with me. Is what if I become uninsurable in the future due to health issues? Now, that is a loaded question, and we trying to make sure we get back to the phones, because we're actually recording this from the office right now. But, you know, this is going to be a part one, and we're going to come back with a part two to expand on some more scenarios. But, you know, briefly, Dubs, like, just give them some information on that, because you can lock in at a rate. When I say lock in at a rate, the younger you are, the lower your premium is going to cost. And that your premium is your monthly payment. It doesn't have to be monthly. You can pay for a full year. You can pay your annual premium. But whatever that amount is that you lock in at for a whole life policy, that is going to be your expense for the remainder of that policy. As long as you keep that policy throughout the remainder of your life, you're going to have that one fixed rate. And if you become uninsurable in the future, then you don't have to worry about, you know, not having, or, you know, not being eligible for a policy because you have underlying health conditions or things like that. So again, this is just some information that I get ear hustling, but I want to throw this over to Debs because she is the licensed life specialist. So go ahead, Debs, tell the people.
So for all of my young people, even with children, we do insure children after the age of 6 months. You think about an 18-year-old can get a whole life policy for $50,000 to $100,000, and they'll only be paying maybe $20 a month. Mm-hmm. At most, maybe $22 a month. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that that $22, and, you know, we spend more than that on going out to eat at a restaurant getting a burger. So that $22 a month has anywhere between $50,000 to $100,000 in death benefits. But you also got to think, the longer you have it, you also accrue cash value. A lot of parents will get it for their children, so when they're old enough to go to college, or when they're ready to buy that home, or when they get married, they'll be able to use that cash value that is saved and accrued in that policy to pay for those things. So it's not just a death benefit. It also helps you while you're living as well. And then just to piggyback on the youthful, that same policy for $50,000 to $100,000, if you chose to wait till you were 40, when you are married and you have those kids, let's say you have a few health issues, stuff that just, you know, time, the foods we eat, the atmosphere we live in, and it just caused you to have anything, or something catastrophic pops up like cancer. Now you're either uninsurable, or it's going to cost you three times as much to get less than that. You may be able to get a $25,000 policy or a $50,000 policy, but it's going to be almost $60 a month. So it's always best to jump in it beforehand and set yourself up to where if you need it later on in life, you'll be able to utilize it more, versus then waiting to the last minute and being like, oh, now I need to make sure that my spouse or my children or my family around me are covered. And now I don't know if I'll be able to be covered because, you know, life happens.
Mm-hmm. And just to piggyback, why you would be uninsurable in the event that you have some type of sickness or illness, you have to think about it. Insurance companies don't want to take a risk on someone who they think is going to die early. To be honest, you just gotta put it out there. Like, no, if think about if you were the insurer, you know this person is gonna die. Why would I invest putting $100,000 into your life when I know you don't have, you know, as much time to invest into the policy that I'm giving you? Another thing that I want to piggyback on is the example that Debs, I call her Debs, guys. The example that Debs gave about an 18-year-old getting a policy, let's just round it off, about $22 a month that that 18-year-old would be paying for, that builds actual cash value, right? Actual cash value is the amount of money that you accrue over time in your policy that you can actually pull out. That's called living benefits. So death benefits take care of things after you die, like funeral expenses, things like that. Living benefits is when people say, oh yeah, I was able to put a down payment on my home because I was able to take out money from my life insurance policy. That person may have had a policy since they were 7 years old or when they were 1 month, you know. And you know, that's what people do. They are able to see the long-term benefits and invest in their children while they're at a young age. And that policy that they were able to borrow from at the age of, what, 30 years old maybe, and take out a good $12,000 mm-hmm. is because their parents or a guardian may have invested into a policy at a very young age, probably only paying $10, $18 a month all the way up to age 18 or 30 or 40, whenever that child or that person decides that they actually want to borrow against that policy. We had a guy come in the office and he was like mid-40s. Mm-hmm. This man took out like $500,000.
Ooh, okay then.
Yeah.
Adopt me.
No. He had, I'm sorry, that's not true. He had about $500,000. He took out about $40,000.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I think I remember y'all was telling me about that. And that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Because you never know what happens if you look outside. And if you're in Tennessee, you know, though Tennessee has had some very interesting weather, to say the least. Something happens you never plan on. I mean, we all will pass away, but you never plan on things happening that you may not be able to afford. Well, this will be a way to cover that. And you're not taking it out on your credit card. You're not getting another loan to be in debt. This is your money that you're using, that you've accrued, and the only person you have to pay back is yourself. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about those things. And a lot of companies, if you choose not to pay it back, they just take that amount from whatever your death benefit is, but you're still accruing more cash value. You're still accruing more death benefits. And we'll go into how death benefits increase also, because that does accrue over time as well, the payout for your if you pass away. But that's a whole nother mm-hmm. level of it.
Part three, y'all. That's gonna be in part three. Another thing I want to talk about, we're not going to talk about it today, but you know, people who have businesses, entrepreneurs, like what happens to your business when you pass away, mm-hmm. right? That's another thing. If you're working as an entrepreneur, you're working because you want to secure a certain level of financial freedom. Are you really financially free if after you leave here, you know, you don't leave a legacy behind for your family or, you know, for the employees that you may have, you know, that's continuing this business? How do you set up your business structure?
And to piggyback on that, it's a tax write-off, business owners, if you have life insurance for your employees. Mm. It is a tax write-off. So I always think about that. Taking care of them, giving them a little extra incentive will definitely help. And you can also be able to give it to them if they choose to leave, but it's always a tax write-off for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, guys, we're gonna get into, hold on, wait, let me do a little transition. Wow, is it really not working?
No, it doesn't want us to be great. How dare?
Well, this is the transition. Now you know we're going into the next segment. So, and this is going to be completely unedited. It is raw and real. You could probably even hear the phones ringing in the background. So that is our cue that we need to get back soon. But anyways, we're going to jump into these 3 points of conversation. These are common objections people often raise against the need for life insurance. One that I commonly hear is, I'm young and healthy, so I don't need insurance yet. And I want Deborah to go ahead and touch on that.
So I know y'all heard me reference earlier, like for your parents, even if you're young, you do have young people with children. The person that raised you, would you want to put additional strain on an already grievous situation? They lost their child at a young age. You should never, you know, the saying, they should bury you, not you bury them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how most parents look at it. And that's how it should be. You'd want to make that transition as easy as possible. And again, you want to make sure you leave something for your family. No more fish fries, no more t-shirts, no more none of that. And then
No GoFundMes. We don't want to see those.
And you know GoFundMe takes half of that money. So,
and a lot of people don't even fund you while you alive. Exactly. So they're really not going to fund you if they know you're not here to find out about it.
Say that. Again, can a church say amen?
Amen.
So just always think about that. Even though you're young, it's less expensive now. It's a small sacrifice. It's not even really a sacrifice. Again, $22 a month. I know times get hard, but we all know that that means maybe no Starbucks this week. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, hey, you may want to, you know, rearrange a few things because you can make it happen. The money is out there. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you're taking care of your family. That's my whole thing, is taking care of the people that love and take care of you. And for the ones who be like, well, didn't nobody take care of me, at least don't continue that negative stereotype or that negative mindset. Just because someone didn't do right by you, your legacy, what you stand for, your principles, who you are as a person, your morals, you're not going to be that person that leaves people high and dry mm-hmm. to fix your problems mm-hmm. and mess ups.
And that is the definition of breaking generational curses. So think about your legacy. It's not, oh, I'm young, I'm healthy, nothing's going to happen to me. You don't know what may happen. So just consider your legacy and your good name. And, you know, this is the first step to breaking financial curses too.
Yes.
But this is the first step to breaking those generational chains, honey. So let's get it.
Yes.
And okay, here's another one. This is another common objection. I have coverage through my employer, so I don't need additional life insurance. Before Deborah even get into this, I want y'all to think about the pandemic. Mm. Mm-hmm. What happened then? Some people did not return back to those jobs that they had to take that long, hard pause from and had to begin life again. Yeah, so go ahead, Debs.
So, and just a big, that is definitely a situation that we run into a lot, is people like, well, I have it through my employer. Let's say you get sick. Again, cancer is one of those things that everybody listening to this has been affected, whether directly or indirectly by. You get sick and you're unable to work. I personally have witnessed this happen. Whether you're self-employed or whether you work for an actual business and you're down and out and you didn't have or you couldn't keep that life insurance policy with your business, what do you do then? What does your family do then? I mean, it's already hard to get health insurance, let alone if something was to happen to you, who's going to take care of all that? Now, again, your children, your family have to come together and fix that, because most life policies through your companies do not pay the full amount out to you. They do take a cut. And you will not see that life policy, and it does not travel with you. So if you, let's say you're getting better payment at another job, so you decide to leave that job and go to the next job, that life doesn't go with you. So now you have to go through the little 90-day period. I'm not sure. Is it 90 days now still?
It should be. Mm-hmm.
So you got to go through that 90-day period to start all over. And you can be driving down the street, or like we had that tornado in December, come through and just wreck shop. And you were in your 90-day period when you already had paid for into a life policy with your last job. Mm-hmm. So just think about that. We're not throwing away money. That's a luxury that we're not wanting to do. We're not paying that type of tax on something that we can't even keep and we can't utilize for the remainder of the purpose, for the remainder of the policy.
Right, right. So, oh, you know what? So now let's kind of go back and forth or talk about the differences between a whole life policy and a term policy, which there are several different terms, but we're just going to speak about terms in general, because I would think that a life insurance policy with an employer is considered a term policy because it ends directly when your term of work ends with that particular employer. So
it does mean retirement.
Okay. So with the whole life policy, remember when you get in, the younger the better, because the younger, the better premium you're going to receive. I won't say better, but lower. You're going to receive a lower premium at a younger age, right? So that premium is going to be locked in. And again, when I say premium, I'm speaking about your payments. Whatever that payment is, you're going to be locked into that for the entire term of your existence, the entire term of your life. So you don't have to worry about anything that happens that can affect your life policy. The only thing you have to worry about is making sure that that payment is up to date.
That's true.
Doesn't matter if you don't have a job. You know, we have something to cover that too. We got health, short-term disability that can even cover your life policy if you're out of work for a certain time period. So I kind of want you to just go over the, you know, the difference between a whole life and a life policy that you'll have with the employer, which is kind of like a term like
policy. So I'll speak on the whole life first because that's about the simple. There's different levels of whole life, different kinds where you can pick the payment of how much you're trying to pay each month and the amount. But just know that that means that that price is locked in. It doesn't matter if you get if you have an illness, if there's a catastrophic situation, anything like that, whole life is from the time you start that policy, as long as you plan either that monthly, quarterly, or annually premium on time or your payments on time, that's locked in, guaranteed. And again, whole life is the only ones that accrue cash value and that also have increase in death benefits. Now, term is usually the more inexpensive policy because it's only set for a period of time. I know with State Farm, they have a 10-year, 20-year, and 30-year term. A lot of people will do a term policy because they feel like, okay, if I do this and spend the lower amount, I can invest the rest of the money that I would have paid for a whole life policy and save that. So you can definitely do it that way. And then you have a lot of couples that be like, well, I just need $500,000 in life policy just in case I pass. And I only want to keep it until my children are old enough and they're situated. But once my children are old enough and situated, I don't need that whole life policy. I have some money on the side. I just need a little bit of time to get to this, this point where I can either reduce coverages or go to another type of life policy. So a lot of people use term for that. And we can definitely go deeper into that when we talk about the whole and the term, when I can break it down a little bit later. But it's definitely a difference. And it just depends on your household needs and what you're trying to do now.
Perfect, perfect. So you guys who have life insurance policies and you don't have anything independent from your employer, you should definitely be outsourcing a life insurance policy or at least considering it. So that's why we're here, to bring you some great information on why you should. And lastly, we're going to get to the last objection that is common from most people who deny life insurance. What if they say, I can't afford life insurance premiums right now?
Again, life insurance is always customizable. Mm-hmm. That's the word I'm trying to say. It didn't want to come out, guys. Mm-hmm. It's always customizable. If you call me and tell me that, hey, Deb, I can only afford $30 a month for life insurance, I can key in that $30 a month and see the options that you have afforded to you. there are policies out there. We even have policies with State Farm that are like instant answers or guaranteed issue. And those will be a set price and those will be a set amount without a medical exam. There are different things that are out there that we can do to fit it within your budget. We just need to have the conversation. Mm-hmm. And with that conversation, we can come with a solution.
Right, right. Okay. Well, I think we done got it all out.
Yeah, that's just the beginning, guys. It's deeper than that. There's so much more that we have to discuss. But just to give you a snippet, just to put it on your mind, if you have questions, write those questions down and ask yourself, if something was to happen to me today, will my family be okay? Will I leave a legacy of letting them know that, hey, I cared about y'all enough that I wanted to make sure y'all was straight, whether I was here to be a blessing in person mm-hmm. or if I wasn't here still being a blessing. Mm-hmm. So just think about that. Mm-hmm. I know for one, I always want to make sure I take care of my parents and my nieces and nephews and my husband. Just always think about that.
Mm-hmm. Even gifting life, because gifting a child, whether it is a niece, a nephew, a neighbor, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, you can gift that child a life insurance policy, pay on it monthly or for the full year even, just so you can set it and forget it, and do that for that child up until age 18 when you can gift it to them where they can now take it over and start making those payments mm-hmm. monthly or annually. And that's something that they'll never forget, because the time they're 21 and they graduate from college or they decide to open a business or whatever, and they're dead broke, right?
Yes.
They can go borrow from that policy and they're going to be like, dang, thank you, Auntie Jasmine. Auntie Jasmine was the GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Just always think about it. It's love can transition in so many ways. And this is one of those things where you're going to be like, hey, I just want to make sure you're okay. In an economy that is inflation is on the rise always. Mm-hmm. Nothing is like it was. If you think about it, 10 years ago, things weren't as expensive as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Just always just think about, hey, I want to make sure that I can give them a fighting chance or a head start to make sure they can achieve something. And doesn't it make you feel good to think about you're going to help somebody achieve a goal, whether mm-hmm. you're here or not?
Yes, yes. And life insurance is inflation protected. It does not inflate. It does not have increased interest or anything like that. You're set in to that rate, especially if it is a whole life insurance policy. And with that being said, y'all, we about to get out of here. We about to get back to work. Okay?
Gotta
get back to this money.
I told y'all I want to leave my family something next.
Let me go now. Let me go. All right, y'all. So I hope this was very informative. If you have any follow-up questions about anything that we said or would like to have us clarify anything or expand more, just drop some questions, share this with some family, share it with some friends, and just holler at your girls. We out of here.
Bye.
Bye.